today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We are holding on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer as a chus for his wife and his children, in honor of his wife and his children. And we thank Dr. Landerer again very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we read the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. I think it's kedai to go back and read it again, because it's all really one big topic over here. We're going to be discussing the dinim of Yados and Shomrim. So we'll have to describe what that means. But first, the Mishnah is going to explain what exactly is mitzarif to Tumas Ochlin and not to Tumas Nevelos, which parts of the food are considered Ochel to be mitzarif to Tumas Ochel, but not considered to be part of a Nevela. The Gemara is going to tell us the source that a Shomer is mitame Tumas Ochlin, a Shomer Lepri, something that's there to protect. Protective food actually can become tami tumas ochlin, but not tumas nevela. And then the majority of the daf and amud aleph is just going to go through the drushas, the limudim of how we know the din that yados can be machnis and motzi tuma to the food from the food, and that a shomer can not only do that but can even be mitzaref to make up the shear of an ochel. So essentially the way the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, we're supposed to spend shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mikra, Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, and the Rambam defines Talmud as figuring out how to use the Psukim to derive the dinim from the Psukim. So today's daf is very much Talmud, meaning that's what we're doing in today's daf. We are deriving the halachos from the Psukim and trying to figure out how to sort out all the Psukim. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we need three different sources for the din of Yad. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have two different questions on the source that we had that Shomer is Mitztarif. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to have a Machlokas, whether there's a din of Yad for Hechsher LeKabel Tumah as well. What if the liquid that the food has to come in contact with before it becomes Tameh didn't touch the food, but it touched the Yad of the food? Is that going to be enough to be machshir lekabel tuma? And then at the very end of the daf, which we probably won't get to today, we're going to have a machlokas what the minimum shear of ochel is in order for that ochel to have a yad or to have a shomer. But in order to understand any of that, we first need to have just a basic working definition of each of these terms. A shomer, what is a shomer and what is a yad? A shomer is something that is attached to the food and protects the food so that the food won't get easily ruined. A peel around an orange is a shomer for the orange. It would get much more easily ruined if not for the fact that it had a peel to protect it. Now, it doesn't have to be roi la'achila. The shomer could be something that's totally inedible, and it's still mekabel tuma as a shomer for the food. And not only is it mekabel tuma, but it can even be mitztaref together with the food to be mashed the shir kebetza, because in order for tumas ochlin to be transmitted from one food to the next, it needs to have a shir kebetza. What if the actual edible part of the food is less than a kebetza, but together with the shomer it equals a kebetza? That's also big enough to transmit the tumah. That's the din of shomer. Yados ha'ochlim are something that you would grab the food by. It's like a handle for the food. You have a steak on a bone that you could pick up the bone, or a drumstick or something like that, where you pick up the bone in order to eat the meat. That is considered a yad for that basar. So it doesn't protect the basar, but it enables you to hold on to the basar. So a yad has the ability to be motzi and machnes tumah. If the basar is tahar and tumah touches that bone, so now the basar becomes tameh. If the basar is tameh and that bone touches something that's tahar, but the basar itself never touches the tahar item, that tahar item becomes tameh just by touching the bone, because the bone has the ability, that yad has the ability to be motzi the tuma of the basar to tahar food, or to be machnis tuma from elsewhere to the food that it is attached to. However, what yados cannot do is be mitztarif. Yados cannot add to the shir to make up a shir kibetza as far as the din of tumas ochlim. So against that backdrop, we could start learning this parak. So let's start it again. The Mishnah explains there are certain things that are not mekabel tuma when they are alone, but when they are connected to the basar, they're mekabel tuma together with the basar, and they could even be mashlim the shir kibetza together with the basar to be metame other things that it touches. Ha'or, the skin of an animal is considered to be a shomer of the basar. The basar alone doesn't have a shir kibetza, but only with the or has a shir kibetza. So varotav, or the moisture that comes out from the basar, where you wouldn't eat it alone, but if it congeals on top of the basar, and let's say you have a basar that doesn't have a shir kibetza unless you count the rotav with it. Vakipa, or you have spices that you put on the basar to make it taste good, and again the shir of the basar is pachus mikabetza, but together with the tavlin it equals a kabetza. Va'alal, the alal, that's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara in Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, what alal is. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that it's small pieces of basar that remain attached to the or when you skin the animal. These are the small pieces of basar that remain attached to the skin and don't go with the rest of the flesh. Rabbi Yochanan says that alal is martika, which is a certain gid of the spine and the neck, which is very, very hard. So the alal, which also you would not eat on your own, but if it's together with the basar, and the basar doesn't have a shir kibetza, but together with the alal has a shir kibetza. That's samos, where you have bones that have moach, that have marrow in the bones, and the moach is considered an ochal, and the etzem is considered a shomer for the moach that's inside of it. But the moach doesn't have a shir kibetza, but together with the bone, it has a shir kibetza. Vagidin, or sinews of an animal, where again, you would not eat them alone, but they combine together with the cut of meat that doesn't have a shir kibetza, and now together with the gidim, it has a shir kibetza. Vakaranayim, or the bottom part of the horns of the animal, which are somewhat soft, where again, you would not eat them on their own, but they're connected to a piece of basar, and let's assume that piece of basar doesn't have a shir kibetza, but together with the karanayim, it does. Vatzlafayim, or the hooves of the animal, which are shomrim for the basar of the raglayim, and they are connected to a piece of basar that also does not have shir kibetza unless you count the hooves with it. So all these things are mitzvah from the tamei tumas ochlim when they're connected to a piece of basar that's less than a kibetza, but in combination with these items they're more than a kibetza. They're mitzvah to be mashlim the shir kibetza for tumas ochlim, and the reason that they're mitzvah for the basar depends on which of the items we're talking about. When it comes to the or, the atzamos, the kranayim, the tzlapayim, they're mitzdarif as a shomer, because they're a shomer for the basar, they protect the basar, and a shomer ochel, we're going to see in our Gemara today, is going to be able to be mitzdarif. The rotav, the kippah, the olal, the gidin, are mitzdarif because they become part of the ochel itself. They're not a shomer, they're not a yad wouldn't be mitzdarif anyway, they actually become part of the ochel itself. Aval, but if all these things are part of a nevela, and the basar nevela is pachas mikazayis, lo tumas nevelos. They're not, these things are not mitzayif to be mashed mashir kazayis for tumas nevelos. Only the basar nevela is mitami tumas nevela. The shomer of the basar is not mitami tumas nevela. Shomerim are never included in tumas nevelos. And anything that's eaten together with the basar, even though it's considered like a food, agav the basar, and it's metami to masochlin, but it doesn't take on the status of a nevela. So neither of the two categories in the resha, neither those things that were a shomer, nor those things that combined as part of the ochel, will have any effect on the halachos of tumas nevela. Kayotzebo, similarly, hashochet behema lo'ovid k'chavim, if a Jew shechts a behema for an ovid k'chavim, umifar cheses, and the behema is still jumping around, it's not totally dead, and a sheretz touches the behema, and then that behema touches ochlim, so metama tumas ochlim, it's metami with tumas ochlim, avalo tumas nevelos, but it's not metami tumas nevelos, achetamas, until it stops moving, until it's actually dead, because by tumas nevela, the pasuk says, v'chiyomus min abehema. So we learn that there's no din tumas nevela until it's actually dead. Calls man that the behema is still jumping, so it's considered to be alive. But legabi tumas ochlin, once it's shechted, since the Jew shechted l'tzorach l'nachri, the shechita makes it an ochel. So shechita doesn't necessarily make it dead, but the shechita does make it a food. Oat Shiyatis Isrosha, or until you cut off its head, where then it has a din of being dead, even if it's Mefarcheses, right? That we know very clearly when something is decapitated, it is dead. It doesn't matter what else it happens to be doing. That was Rabbi Tendler's experiment that he did once to try to show that brain death is death, where he decapitated an animal and kept its heart beating through a machine. So to show that it doesn't matter what the rest of the body is doing. Once it's decapitated, we know that something is dead. And what it turns out is that there's more, the pasuk allows more things to be included in Tumas Ochlin than in Tumas Nevelos. From the fact that a behemoth frachesus metami Tumas Ochlin, even though it's considered to still be alive for certain things, you see that the reason Bali Chaim are not metami, Briskrov points out, see the reason Bali Chaim are not metami Tumas Ochlin is not because their chiyus is metire them, that the chai is not mekabel Tumas Ochlin. Because if that were the case, then why is a mefarcheses metame? It's still alive. No, the reason Bal Chaim is not considered, the reason is that a Bal Chai is simply not called a food. It's not because the Chiyus doesn't allow for Tumah, it's that a Bal Chai is not called food. So since you Shochet Bashnayim, where you did a Maisa that's Makshar, that Behemah Torah L'Achila, so now it's considered an Ochal and it's Metame, Tumas Ochlin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'olal. Now previously in the Mishnah we said the word Olal, we said that it's Machlokas Amorayim, what the word Olal means. This part of the Mishnah, the word Olal can only mean one thing, and the Gemara is going to say that Olal means small pieces of flesh, of basar, nevela, that are still attached to the or, to the skin, after you skin it. So ha'olal ha'mechunas, if it's gathered in one place, im yesh bo kazayis b'makom echad, if there's a kazayis of this flesh in one place, so then chayev alav. Then it's considered basar nevela, and if you touch it and you enter into the Beis HaMikdash, or you eat basar kodesh before you matar yourself after touching it, you're chayev kares for that. So says Gemara, tanin alaha d'tan rabbanan. We have a braisa that matches the din of the Mishnah. What din of the Mishnah? That a shomer is not mitstarev to Tumas Nevela. We said that the din of a shomer of food is not only going to be able to be motzi and machnes tumah, but a shomer is mitstarev to equal up the shear of Tumas Ochlim, but not mitstarev for Tumas Nevela. Ditan Rabbanon, because we have a braisa that or is not mitstarev for Tumas Nevela from the following. Shomrim of a food are l'tumah kala, are mitstarev for Tumas Ochlim, which we call tumah kala, that if let's say the food is pachas mikabetza, but together with the shomer it equals the kabetza, good, so that's called the kabetza. Velo shomrim l'tumah chamura, but there's no din of shomrim being mitstarev for tumas nevela, which is the tumah chamura. If the nevela is pachas mikazayis, but only in combination with the shomer equals the kazayis, that is not a kazayis of nevela. How do I know that a shomer is mitstarev for tumas ochlin? Shomrim l'tumah kala minolan. How do I know that a shomer could be mitstarev for tumah kala for tumas ochlin? The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, because it was torn in the base manager of Rabbi Shmuel. By tumas ochlin, the pasuk says al kol zera zerua asher yizareya. So the pasuk asher yizareya teaches me that zroim are metame kederech shebnei adam motzin lezriya. That it's metame even when it's in a state the way people would bring it out to plant, which would mean chita bikli pasa, a stalk of wheat with the shell around it, usaora bikli pasa, va'adashin bikli pasa, that even in that state, together with the klipa, even though the klipa is not a food, but it protects the food, it's a shomer for the food, it's mitstarif together with the food, to be mitame tumas ochlim. So from there we see that shomer is mitstarif for the tumakala of tumas ochlim. Velo shomrim l'tumah chamura minalan. And how do I know that a shomer is not mitstarif for tumas nevela for tumah chamura? To tan rabbanon, because we have a braisa that by nevela the pasuk says benivlasa. So the word benivlasa teaches us that only if you touch the basar nevela itself do you become tamei, velo ba'or she'en alav kazayis basar. But not if you touch the skin of the animal, the hide of the animal, that doesn't have a kazayis basar on it. Even though the or might be mashlin the basar to the shir kazayis. It's not metami tumas nevela because shomer is not mitstarif for tumah chamur of tumas nevela. Yachal anogea keneged basar meacharav lo yetame. I might think that even if I touch the or on the side on the skin side of the animal, right across from where the basar is attached to the or, I might think that you're not tame. Tamalomer yitma. That's why the pasuk says yitmas. It says more. Whoa, wait! That last line went against everything we just said. My ka'amar. The reisha, the brayse said that if you touch the or that doesn't have a kazayis basar, you don't become tame because or is not considered part of the nevela. It's not mitzarif with the basar to be mashum shir kazayis of nevela. And then the seifa says that if you touch the or kineged basar, you do become tame. Sounds like even if there's less than a kazayis of basar, but in combination with the or, you become tame from touching the or. So what's going on? So Rava Varmila Kedi, Rava or Kedi says, Rashi says in Masechet Gittin, Kedi is a Shem Chacham, Chisuri Mechs Ravachi Katani. We can learn the Braisa as if it's missing one line. Benivlasa, we darshan from the word benivlasa, that only if you touch the basar of the nevel itself do you become tame, veloba or shein alav kazayis basar. But not if you touch the or of the nevela, where the or doesn't have a kazayis basar attached to it, because the or is not mashlim to shir kazayis. Var mashlim al kazayis, where the or is gonna, together with the or, it's gonna equal kazayis, that's not enough to be tame, because an or is not mashlim it's not mitstarev to shir kazayis. There is no din of Shomrim being mitzareif when it comes to Tumas Nevela, only when it comes to Tumas Ochlin. So now we add in, Yachol Shani Motzi Sa'ar Sheyesh Alav Kazayis Basar. I might think that even if it has a Kazayis Basar, in which case there is full-fledged Tumas Nevela there, I might think that even if I touch the or that's connected to a full Kazayis of Basar, Hanogeh Keneged Basar Me'achorav, Yachol Lo Yei Tameh, I might think that the or doesn't even have the ability to transmit the Tumah that exists in the Basar alone, that it can't be transmitted through the or. Vafilu Maisi Yad Nami Lo Avid, that it doesn't even work as a Yad. Tamalomer Yitma. That's why the pasuk says Yitma. So while the or is not mitzarif to equal the shear of Kazayis of Nevela, it does have the ability to at least function as a Yad to transmit Tumah from one thing to the next, that it's part of that Kazayis Basar in the sense that it has the ability to transmit Tumah. Okay, now we're going to explain the din of Yados of Ochlim and Shomrim of Ochlim and why it is that the din is, as we said before, that Yados have the ability to be Machnes Tumah, to be Motzi Tumah, but not to be Mitzarif to the Shir Tumah, whereas Shomrim have the ability to do all of those things. A Shomer for an Ochel has the ability to be Machnes, to be Motzi, to be Mitzarif. Where does all this come from? So Tana Nasim, there's a Mishnah Maseches Uktzin, not just a Mishnah, the first Mishnah Maseches Uktzin. And the Mishnah tells us, Kol Shu Yad Velo Shomer, anything that serves as a Yad for a food, but is not a shomer for the food, like a bone that doesn't have any marrow in it, and on one edge of the bone, there's a piece of meat, a drumstick, something like that. So since the basar is picked up by picking up the bone is a yad for the basar, but it is certainly not a shomer for the basar. So tamei umetamei ve'inu mitztarev. Halacha is, if the food was tahar previously, and a sheretz touches just that bone, just the yad, the food now becomes tameh. Umetame, if the food was previously tame, and then just that bone touched something that was tahar, it transmits the tumah from the food to that thing that it touched. But veda mitztarif, if the food doesn't have a shir kabeitza, and only in combination with the bone, it equals a shir kabeitza, it's not mitztarif to equal up a shir kabeitza. Shomer, aval b'she'enu yad, a shomer that is not a yad, like you have skin of an animal that's still connected to the basar, where the or is shomer the basar, but you would never pick up the basar by picking up the skin. So tamei umetamei umetzarif. It could do all three things. It could transmit tumah away from the food to the food, and it could be mitzarif to equal up the shear of a kabeitza for tumas ochlim. Lo yad velo shomer, if something serves as neither a yad nor a shomer, it just happens to be connected to the food, lo tameh velo metameh, then it can't do anything. It's certainly not mitzareif, but it's also not tameh and not mitameh. It doesn't bring tumah to or away from the food. So now says Gemara, Yados Hechaksiva. Where do we learn this din that Yados have the ability to be Machnes and Motzi Tuma to and from the food? So Tchsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'chiyutan Mayim Alzera, V'nafal Minivlasam Alav, Tamehu Lachem. That if water comes in contact with the food, meaning it's Hukshar Lekabel Tuma, and then a Nevela touches that food becomes Tameh Lachem. So we say Lachem, Lachol Shabbat Sarachechem. Lachem implies for anything that's Litzorech that Ochel, Lerabos Haseyados, including the Yados of the Ochel. That even though the Yad is not edible, but since there is a necessity for the Yad has a function for the food in that it can serve as a handle for the food, it's how you pick up the food, it's Mevi Tuma to the food. And from that Pasuk we learn the din of Yados Ha'ochlim Lahachnis Esatuma, because the Pasuk is talking about the food becoming Tameh. So you see that it can become Tameh through the Yad. Uksiv, and we have a Pasuk by Nevela, V'chiyamis Minabeim Asher Hi Lachem. Pasuk says that a Nevela becomes Tameh, so we dash in Lachem, L'chol Shabbat Sarachechem, L'rabas HaSiyados. That a Nevela is Metameh other things, including through Yados. That since the Yad is functional, it's able to be Motzi Tuma from the food. So from that we see the din of Yados Ha'ochlim to be Motzi Tuma. So from the din of the Pasuk of Hakshal Kabbal Tuma, I see that Yad has the ability to be Machnis Tuma, because the Pasuk is about the food becoming Tameh. From the Pasuk about Nevela, I see that Yad has the ability to be Motzi Tuma, because that's what the Pasuk is about when it comes to Nevela. See Yad Lahachnis Ulahotzi. So from there we see both the din of Yad as being Machnis Tuma and being Motzi Tuma. Shomer Lahachnis Ulahotzi Lotzarkra. The idea that a Shomer can do both of those things, I don't even need a Pasuk. Kal v'chomer miyad asi, because I can learn from a kal v'chomer of Yad as follows. Yad she'ina megina, machneses motzia. If a Yad which doesn't even protect the food, yet is still considered a big enough part of the food that it has the ability to be machnes to the food and motzi tuma from the food. Shomer lo kolshkein, a shomer which does even more, it actually protects the food, all the more so should have the ability to be machnes tuma to the food and motzi tuma from the food. So shomer dekas rachman alamali. Why do I need a special pasuk to tell me the din of shomer, which the pasuk says is called Zara Shayi Zareya, where we learn from there that Shomrim of an Ochel has the din of an Ochel. Why do I need a Pasuk? Shema Minal Tzareif. Oh, must be that there's another din that Shomer can do that I would not have known from a Kal V'chomer. So there's something that Shomer can do that Yad can't do. Anything Yad can do, I know Shomer can do from a Kal V'chomer. So it must be if there's a Pasuk about Shomer, there's something else that Shomer can do, and that is it could be Mitzareif to equal up the shear of a Kabeitza for Tumas Ochlin. Says more of him, Yad Lahachnis V'lo Lahotzi, Shomer Lahachnis Ulahotzi, of the Yad Lahotzi V'Shomer L'Tzarif Lo. How do you know that we're dashing these psukim correctly? Maybe Yad can only be Machnis Tuma to the food, but cannot be Motzi Tuma from the food, meaning the pasuk of Chiyutan Mayim Alzera, where we learned the din of Yados by Ochlim about bringing Tuma onto the food, is talking about a Tahar food that had something Tameh touch it. And the pasuk of Chiyamis Min Abahema, that it says by Nevela, that where we thought, oh, you see from there that a Yad could even be Motzi, maybe you can't learn from there to other Ochlim. Maybe it's Dafka Tumas Nevela that the Yad could be Motzi, because Tumas Nevela is a very, very severe form of Tuma. But how do I know that even by a Tuma Kala that a Yad has the ability to be Motzi? And a Shomer could be Machnas the Tuma to the food from a Kal V'chomer from Yad, and maybe the extra Pasuk by Shomer is just telling me that a Shomer can now also be Motzi, which a Yad can't do. But so maybe Yad does not have the ability to be Motzi anything less than Tumas Nevela, and a Shomer does not have the ability to be Mistaref. Says Mar, Yad Lahachnas V'lo Lahotzi Lo Matzis Hamit. Now, it can't be that a Yad has the ability to bring Tuma to the food, but not to transmit Tuma away from the food. Because Hashem Yule Ma'ila, Afuk Mibayi, if a Yad is able to bring Tuma to the food, do I need to be taught that it has the ability to be Motzi the Tuma? If a Yad can be Machnas the Tuma Kal V'chomer, it can be Motzi the Tuma. So the din of a Shomer being Machnas the Motzi can therefore be derived with the Kal V'chomer from Yad, and therefore the extra Pasuk that by Shomer must be about Shomer being mitztareif. Says Gemara, but no, maybe ve'ema Yad lahotzi v'lo lachnis. Maybe we're getting it backwards. Maybe Yad only has the ability to transmit Tuma away from the food, but not to bring Tuma to the food, and shomer lahotzi, and the shomer therefore also has the ability to be motzi from a kal v'chomer from yad, and ulahachnis, and the extra pasuk by shomer tells me that a shomer also has the ability to be machnis tuma to the food. Avli yad lahachnis shomer sorry flow, but maybe a yad does not have the ability to be machnis tuma, and a shomer doesn't have the ability to be mitzarif. Now the truth is, this is really a non-starter, meaning to suggest that a yad does not have the ability to be machnes tuma ignores the source that we quoted before of how I know that a yad could be machnes tuma. Meaning, the Gemara quoted a source from Hechsher lekabel tuma. The Torah gives an example of something that comes in contact with the liquid, and then tuma touches it, a sheretz touches it. It becomes tamei, and in that context we said that even if the sheretz touches a yad, it becomes tamei. So it's about being machnes tuma. So it's very difficult to even have a hava amina that a yad doesn't have the ability to be machnes tuma. I understand you want to tell me yad doesn't have the ability to be motzi tuma. That hava amina I understood, because the source that a yad could be motzi tuma is from tumas nevela. Okay, so maybe that's only by tumas nevela, which is a very, very severe form of tuma. But really there's no hava amina that a yad shouldn't be able to be machlis tuma, because the pasuk says it by tuma sheretz. So there's no way that it shouldn't be able to be machnes tuma. So the truth is, the Gemara is going to point that out later. But in the meantime, we're pretending that this is a valid hava amina. So the Gemara is saying, okay, let's have this hava amina for a moment, that a yad does not have the ability to be machnes tuma, only to be motzi tuma, and therefore maybe a shomer, what a shomer has over yad, is that it could both be machnes and motzi, but still can't be mitzarev. So it says Gemara, yad yikser iksiv. No, there's another place where it says yad. Tanav v'kirayim yutatz. Pasuk says that if a tanav v'kirayim becomes tamei, that you destroy the tanav v'kirayim. Lachem l'chol shabitzarchechem. And we darshan that it says tameim heim utameim yu lachem. So we darshan the word lachem, that anything that you have a tzorech for that tanur, l'rabos hasiyad, that even a yad of the tanur is machnes tuma to the tanur. So since you don't need two psukim to tell me that there's a din of yad to be motzi tuma, one of these psukim must be telling me that there's a din of yad to be machnes tuma. So if I learn the din of hotzas tuma and achnasas tuma to both apply to yad, so then I know that a shomer has the ability to be both machnes and motzi tuma. It must be that a shomer, when I have another pasuk about a shomer has something else that it's able to do, and that is to be mitzarev. Well, says Gemara, heminayim miyater. Which of these psukim is extra to teach us that the din of yados that yados has an ability to be machnes tuma? We need all of these psukim to tell me that yados can be motzi tuma, because the truth is I can't learn one from the other, and therefore maybe I don't have a pasuk that's free to teach me that yad can be machnes tuma. Why? Lichtov rachmana bezra'im v'leisu hanach minayim. You want the Torah to tell me the din that yad can be motzi tuma only by zra'im, and to derive the others yados nevelan by and tanur from a binyanav from zra'im? No, mal zra'im shekent tumas and ruba. There's only a din of yados by zra'im. If it only would have told me the din of yados by zra'im, I would think that it only applies to zra'im, because there's more tuma by zra'im than by tanur and by nevela. Zra'im are makabel tuma even from something that's not an avatuma, from a vlada tuma, from a rishon tuma. A tanur can only be makabel tuma from an avatuma. Nevela, the Mishnah said, is in the tami tumas ochlim more than is metami tumas nevelos. So since we find that the Torah is more machmir by Zroim than it is by Nevelos and by Tanur, so you can't learn one from the other. So what? Lichtov Rachmana b'Tanur v'leisi alech minay. You want the Torah to tell me the din of Yados only by a Tanur, and I'll learn from there the din of Yados by Zroim and by Nevela? No, mal Tanur shken metame me'aviro. Tanur has its own chumra that it could even become tame from the airspace of the Tanur. So what? Lichtov Rachmana b'Nevela v'leisi alech minay. Only tell me the din of Yados by Nevela, and I'll learn the din of Yados by Zroim and by Tanur from that? No, Mala Nevelish can betama Adam, umetame b'masa, betame yotzumi gufa. Nevela has all slew of chumras that only apply to Nevela. And Nevela is metame even a person who touches a Nevela. A Nevela could be metame the person b'masa, even if he doesn't touch it, even if he just carries it. And it's also tumi yotzumi gufa, it's tame on its own right without contracting the tumah from anywhere else. But Zroim and Tanur can only become tame if they got the tumah from somewhere else. and they're not, and Zroim and Tana are not Mitame things b'masa. They're only Mitame b'negia. The Tum is not Yotze Migufas. It doesn't have any of these Chumras. So says Mara, okay, but Chadol Mechadol Lo Asya. In a Chinami, any one of these sources for the Din of Yad would not be enough. But Tesi Chad Mitarti. Maybe I only needed two of the three sources for the Din of Yados, and I would not have needed all three. Well, hey Tesi, which one do you want the Torah to write? Which two do you want the Torah to write? Which one do you want to not write and learn out from the other two? Lo Lichtov Rachmana B'Zroim V'Tesi Mehanach. Do you want the Torah not to tell me the din of Yados by Zroim, and I'll learn it from the combination of Tanur and Nevela? That won't work either, because Malahanach Shekein Metamish Lo Behechsher. Both Tanur and Nevela can become Tameh without a previous Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. So it has that Chumrah. So maybe that's why it has a din of Yados. Tomer B'Zroim Shekein Metamish Lo Behechsher. But maybe there's no din of Yados by Zroim where it can only become Tameh when there's Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. Some of Huda Breda Yeshua. Now that dechia of that sarashava is not a real dechia of the sarashava, because the reason that peros that are not hukshar are not mekabel tuma is because it's the equivalent of a tanner that's not nigmar malachto. Meaning the idea that you need hechshel lekabel tuma by peros is not a special din by tumas ochlin. It's just saying that in order for something to become tame, it needs to be complete, and until a fruit is washed, it's not complete. That's the whole din of Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. You have such a din by a Tanner as well. A Tanner that's not completely made is not yet ready to be Mekabel Tumah. That line of Gemara is huge. It is a tremendous machlokas rishonim. Why it is that we need Hechsher Lekabel Tumah before food becomes Tameh. Sefer HaChinuch says like this, that a food is not complete, it's not ready for eating until it's been washed. And that's what Hechsher Lekabel Tumah is all about. That when it comes in contact with one of the seven liquids, it is now ready to be eaten. It is now considered a real ochel. Ramban says differently. Ramban says that it's like a spiritual glue, that just like if you have dirt, dirt is not going to stick to a pri unless the pri is somewhat moist. Right, if you have a dry pre that gets dirty, you could just blow the dirt right off, it comes right off. But if it's moist, the dirt sticks to it. So they use that as a muscle to understand Tumah, that in order for the spiritual dirt to stick to it, it needs some moisture on it. Nothing to do with Gemar Pri. But this Gemara sounds much more like the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rashbam writes that way as well, that Hechsher Lekabel Tumah is about it being a Gemar Pri. So it says Mar El Parachachi. But anyway, here's why we would not have been able to learn the din of Yad by Zra'im from the combination of the din of Yad by Tanur and by Nevela. Malahanach Shekein Metamin Shelo Benegia. Both Tanur and Nevela could be Metame without actual touching. Nevela could be Metame B'masa, Tanur is Metame B'aviro. Tomer B'Zroim Shein Metamin El Benegia. Zroim is only Metame B'Negia, only if you touch it directly. So you see that Zroim is not as Chamur as Tanur and Nevela. So says Mar, okay, but still you don't need to write the din of Yad three different times. Lo Lichtav Rachmana B'Tanur V'Tesi Mehanach. Let the Torah not write the din of Yad when it comes to a tanur, and I'll derive it from the combination of Zroim and Nevela. Well, no, Malahanach Shekein Ochel. Zroim and Nevela are both foods. Tanur is not a food, so I would not have necessarily derived the din of Yad on a non-food item. Okay, but lo lichtav rachmana b'nevela v'tesi mehanach. Let the Torah not write the din of Yad by Nevela, and I shall learn it from the combination of Zroim and Tanur. Says more, Yad de Nevela lumbly. Why does the Torah have to tell me the din of Yad by Nevela? Imeinu inyan liyad de Nevela, teneu inyan liyad de Alma. It must be that I don't really need the Torah to tell me about Yad de Nevela. It must be telling me about Yad by all other foods. So since you don't, that Yad lahachnis, Yad lahotz, that by other foods, since I don't need that to be told that there is a din of Yados to be Motzi Tumah, because the din of Yados to be Motzi Tumah, it already says by foods, so it must be that it's coming to teach me the din of Yados to be Machnis Tumah. So now I have Psukim to tell me that a Yad could both be Motzi and Machnis, and Mimela, a Shomer could always do one more, a Shomer could always do one step further than a Yad, so it could be Mitzaref as well. Vakati Yad de Nevela Isrich. No, I still need the Torah to tell me the din of Yad by Nevela. Di Lokas Rachmana bin Nevela, because had the Torah not told me the din of Yad bin Nevela, have Amino Dayul Abamin Adin, Lios Kanidon, that it should be no more, the Yad of Nevela should have no more status than the Yad of Zroim and the Yad of Tanur. Mahanuch lo Matame Adam, that the Yad of Zroim and the Yad of Tanur is not Matame a person that touches them, Af Nevela lo Matame Adam. I would think a Nevela does not have the ability to be Matame a person through its Yad. If a person sticks a toothpick in a Kazayas of Basra Nevela and uses that as a Yad for the Nevela, then I would think the person does not become Tame. So maybe that's why the Torah has to tell me the din of Yad by Nevela, to tell me that the din of Yad of Nevela has a din of the Nevela itself. It's Matame even a person. So once I need all three of these psukim to tell me that Yad has the ability to be Motzi Tuma, and I can't learn one from the other, I don't have a pasuk that tells me Yad has the ability to be Machnis Tuma. And if I don't have a pasuk to tell me Yad has the ability to be Machnis Tuma, maybe it can't. Maybe Yad can't be Machnis Tuma. And maybe when Shomer could do one more than Yad, all Shomer could do is be Motzi and Machnis Tuma, but not Mitzdarev. So says Gemara, no, you got to think back to what we said at the beginning. This whole Havamina was ridiculous Havamina. El Yad de Nevela Mitzrach Tzarech, V'shomer de Nevela Hu de Lo Tzarech, L'may El Sakas Rechmana, Ila Sarufi Amrit Lo Mitzdarif, L'otzi Kal V'chomer Miyad Asi. So that's just finishing up that Havamina. In the next line, we're going to reject the Havamina. So the Gemara is saying, the Yad de Nevela is needed to tell me L'gufa. Shomer de Nevela, that we learned from the Pasuk, Hu de Lo Tzarech, that which it was unnecessary. Why did the Torah tell it to me? If it's to tell me that a shomer shenavel is mitzarif with the basar to be mashlim for the shir gazayis amrit, we already said in the brisa that benivlasa comes to be memayit the shomer shenavela, that it's lo mitzarif, that it's not mitzarif with the basar for shir gazayis ulahotzi, and to tell me that a shomer nevela has the ability to otzi kal v'chomer miyad asi, I would know that from a kal v'chomer from yad. So ella im ein inyan le shomer denevela teneu inyan li yad denevela, from the fact that yitma is not needed to tell me the din of Shomer de Nevela, it must be that it's telling me the din of Yad Nevela, even though it's not a Shomer, it's Motzi Tuma. V'im Eino Inyan Li Yad de Nevela, and if I don't need it to tell me the din of Yad Nevela, because it already says in the Pasuk Yados by Nevela, Teneu Inyan Li Yad Dialma, it must be telling me about Yad in general, by all foods, and I don't need a pasuk to tell me that there's a din of Yad to be Motzi Tuma, because the din of Yad to be Motzi Tuma, it already says Beferish in the Pesukim. So Yad Lahotzi, V'Yad Lahachnis, V'Shomer Letzarif. Ah, so it must be through the series of Im Eino Inyans that we learn that Yad has the ability not only to be Motzi, but also to be Machnis, and Shomer could always do one better, so Shomer could even be Mitzarif. The ema imeinu inyan l'shomer dinevela teneu inyan l'shomer di alma. But maybe if it's not about shomer dinevela, it's telling me about shomer of other ochlim, that shomer lahachnis, shomer letzarif, of liyad lahachnis lo. Maybe it's only telling me that a shomer has the ability to be machnis, motzi, and mitzarif, but yad still can't be machnis. So now is where we finally got to it. I jumped the gun a little before. El meikara kiksiva achnas, kiksiva yad achnas kiksiva. No, the whole Avamina was ridiculous. When the Torah actually says the word yad, it's talking about being machnas tumma. So this whole Avamina, that maybe yad can only be motzi and it can't be machnas, and I don't know that yad can be machnas. No, the very source of yad is about being machnas tumma. El shomer de nevela lamali. So why does the Torah tell me about shomer of a nevela lugufei, to tell me about the nevela itself? Ulamai, what about the shomer of the nevela itself? If it's telling me that a shomer nevela is mitzarif for the basar to be mashlim shir kazayis amrit lo mitzarif, we said that it's not mitzarif. And if it's lachnis lahotzi, we already know that from a kal v'chomer of yad. So it says more milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Sometimes something that I could derive from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk is going to spell it out anyway. Ihachi, if that's the case, that sometimes the Torah spells it out anyway, shomer dialma emalach lahachnis milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra, by shomer of all other foods which we darshin from kol zera zeruah shari zareya, that it's mitzdarif to mimash mashir kebetza, how do I know that it's telling me that it's telling me that din? It doesn't say beferish of the pasuk. Maybe it's just telling me the din of being machnas tuma, and I already know that from kal v'chomer that a shomer could be machnas tuma. Yeah, but milsa dasi be kal v'chomer torach v'kas v'lakra. Says no. Hechadik al midrash drashinan. Whenever there's an open drasha to still be made, we're going to make that open drasha. So if there's a pasuk about shomer, we're going to use that pasuk about shomer to teach me something new. So it's going to teach me beyond what the kal v'chomer taught me, that a shomer has the ability to be machnas and be motzi. It's going to teach me that a shomer can also be mitzdareif, because there's room for a drasha to be made. But when there's no room for a drasha to be made, then we say mil sadasi v'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav la kra. Rav Chaviva Amar. Rav Chaviva says that the pasuk of Yitma that it says by Nevela is not needed for Nevela will tell me that a Yad is able to be machnas tuma by other ochlim, like the Gemara said in Amud Aleph. We said maybe it's only coming to tell me that a shomer of other ochlim could be machnas tuma, but a Yad cannot be machnas tuma. No, shiny shomer de Nevela, kiven de maise Yad ka'avid, ayad shadinale. A shomer of Nevela is different than a shomer of other ochlim, because a shomer of Nevela is simply just a Yad. All it is machnas and is motzi tuma. Because remember, shomer had a special status above Yad only when it came to tumas ochlim, but not when it came to tumas Nevela. A shomer is not mitzta when it comes to Tumas Nevela. All it could be is like a Yad. So therefore, that teaches us the din of Yados by Shar Ochlim, that Yados have the ability to be Machnas and to be Motzi. So at the end of the day, Shomer has the ability to do more than Yad only with regard to Tumas Ochlim, in that it has the ability to be Mitztareif. But when it comes to Tumas Nevela, Shomer is just like Yad, in that it has the ability to be Machnas and Motzi, but does not have the ability to be Mitztareif. Okay, we fell a little bit behind. We'll try to catch up as with Hashem tomorrow.